Bill, it's Doug Orr down here in Wrangell. Got the, like Bill was saying, second of our games tonight. We've got the Haynes Glacier Bear boys against the Wrangell Wolves. Before we get started on the rundown for this one, had a couple text messages between games there chastising me for my getting a little too negative, I guess, at the end of that last game, and I'd have to admit that was more negative than I'd like. It's just hard for me watching these guys, you know, guys and girls. You've watched them since they're in fifth, sixth grade playing in the junior high tournaments, and now you got them that are sophomores, juniors, seniors, and you saw the potential when they were in fifth, sixth grade with some unique abilities, and then still making some of the same mistakes here six, 7 years later with sometimes it can get frustrating when you see the potential that they have within them from a young age, and then they're not reaching that as they get towards the end of their high school career. For me, it gets frustrating. I apologize if I get a little too negative sometimes, but I think these girls and these guys have a lot more potential than they've shown so far this year out on the basketball court, and just hope before the end of the season that get to see that. So that aside, we're going to get ready for the boys' varsity game here. JV action earlier today. Wrangell won 39-24. Haynes had just three guys scoring in that one. Keegan Sundberg had nine, Matthew Green had nine, and Charlie Bauer with six. So those guys were carrying the load in that junior varsity game. And last night's game, it was a 10-point win in the varsity game for Wrangell. They outlasted Glacier Bears 56-46. And be interesting, Marshall had 13 for them, and then Stokes 17. Blake Stokes kind of had two big runs, one at the end of the first half and one at the end of the second half, where he hit a couple threes in a row. He had three threes overall in the game, and so it was one of those. He kind of got hot for just a couple minutes each time when the Glacier Bears either switched defense or switched guys on him. So that's going to be a key for the Glacier Bears, if just shutting down Marshall and Stokes. Talking to Coach Fossman this morning at breakfast, he's like, you know, if we can just limit the opportunities for their two leading scorers, let the other guys beat us. You know, he says if those guys come up, step up, have a great game, make a lot of shots, great, but don't let the two big guns in Marshall and Stokes beat us. We'll see how they change their defensive philosophy today to try and make that happen. Leading scorers for the Glacier Bears, Swinton had 14 and Wing with 13. Isaac Wing with three big threes, and he was also 2-for-2 from the free throw line. So a big game for Isaac Wing stepping up and making some shots. So hopefully he'll carry that forward. Kai Sadafranks, he had 10 points, 4-for-7 from the free throw line. Kai had a good game yesterday. Chevy Fowler, he did a yeoman's work down on the baseline, had a little trouble scoring down there against some bigger opponents, but those are a lot of buckets that he normally makes, so we'll hope tonight he has a little better success down on the baseline than he did last night. Starting lineup for the Glacier Bears, 6'3" senior, number 21, Kai Sadafranks, 6'2" senior, number 22, Chevy Fowler, 6' senior, number 40, Justin Swinton, 5'11" senior, number 41, James Morgan, and 5'7" senior, number 20, Isaac Wing. Now getting ready for the starting lineup for the Wrangell Wolves. 6'3" senior, number 23, Robert Marshall. He's one of those I was just talking about. He had those 13 points yesterday, a few block shots, did a good job rebounding. 5'10" junior, number 20, Aaron Howell. Number 44, 6'1" junior, Michael Otteson. Number 22, 5'11" sophomore, Bryce Gerald. And the final starters, coach's son, 5'9" sophomore, Blake Stokes. He's got just a great-looking shot. When he gets open, he can really stroke the ball. He's not afraid to shoot it from just about anywhere on the court, 4 or 5 feet behind the three-point line. He's willing to pull up and pull the trigger on that and knock those things down. He was 4-for-5 from the free throw also, just nice looking, just what you'd expect from a coach's son. Nice, good form, really stroking the ball. We had the national anthem before the girls' game, so we're ready to go here. We got the Wrangell Wolves out on the court now, joined by the Glacier Bears. Looks like we'll have Marshall jumping in the center circle again for the Wolves. where he was there briefly. Now everybody's walking around, so we'll see if he goes back in there. Will be Marshall for the Wolves, Fowler for the Glacier Bears. Jeff J. Bush is our referee tonight. Glacier Bears going to the left, Wolves going to our right. Fowler with the tip, and it's controlled by the Wolves. Odison, one dribble, turns around, gives it to Marshall. Marshall's going to try and drive on Fowler, hands it off to Gerald. Gerald gives it to Howell, back to Gerald. Now Stokes way out behind the three-point line, guarded by Swinton. Get inside to Odison. He has Franks on him. To Fowler. Fowler's guarding Marshall. Way out behind the three-point line, looks for a cutting. Stokes can't get it to him until he rounds out behind the three-point line. Swinton trying to make him go right. Now they get it to a cutting. Gerald up and good for two. Gerald got past the Glacier Bear defense there. Nice pass from Stokes. And a layup for Gerald, giving them a 2-0 lead. Franks goes right-hand side through Wing's hands to right ahead to Marshall. Marshall is going to stop, shoot from six, no good. Two Glacier Bears. He had Franks and Morgan both clamoring for that same ball off their hands and out of bounds. So Wolves regain possession. Stokes on the inbounds. Looking for Marshall now, throws it up top to Gerald. Bryce Gerald on dribble goes left-hand side to Howell with the pass. He's guarded closely by Wing. Now comes right-hand side to Stokes. Stokes with a three-point shot. That's an air ball. Saddle Franks quickly up into the front court with it. He's going to drive in, tries to dump it off to Fowler. Cut off by Gerald with his leg. Kicks that one out of bounds. Nice idea by Franks, but good recovery by the Wolves. So Glacier Bears will be inbounding. Morgan on the inbounds. Looks to looking, bring it into Fowler. Fowler going to do a one dribble up on the left-hand side and good for two. Chevy, just like we hoped, get that first bucket in. Nice move by Chevy Fowler. They're recovering nicely from a tough night last night. Stokes way behind the three-point line. Comes right-hand side to Howell. Howell has Wing on him. He's going to drive to the right. Nice cutoff move there by Saddle Franks. Ball back to Marshall. Marshall now is going to drive down the lane, go up with a shot. Good for two, and we're going to get a foul on the Glacier Bears. I believe this is going to be on Kai Saddle Franks. Caught him on the arm as he went by. Number 21, that is Kai's first personal first-team foul on the Glacier Bears. 6:31 left in the first quarter. Wolves with a 4-2 lead, and Robert Marshall at the line shooting one. He was 5-for-8 from the free throw line last night. And his first one tonight's nothing but net. And he's got three, and it's a three-point lead for the Wolves. Saddle Franks dribbling the ball up to the front court now. Looking for an outlet, comes left-hand side to Morgan. Morgan, right-hand side to Wing. Wing to Swinton. Swinton back up top to Saddle Franks. Left-hand side to Morgan. Morgan looks for Swinton on the right side. Inside to Fowler. Fowler turns up with the right, up and good for two, and he was fouled and going to the line. That's the Chevy Fowler that we're used to seeing down there low. Nice job, Chevy, pounding that one in, and we got a foul on the Wolves. Let's see which one of them. Number 20, Aaron Howell, his first personal. Chevy go to line, trying to make this a three-point play. And he does. So Chevy's got all 5 points for the Glacier Bears early in this game. He's coming out strong, and we're going to have a blocking foul on Justin Swinton as he's trying to guard Blake Stokes. So that'll be Swinton's first. Stokes will be inbounding on the right-hand side. Gets it into Marshall. Marshall guarded by Fowler. Marshall trying to go to the left-hand side. Gets past Fowler. Now he's going to go down on the baseline. Spin move up with a shot, and no good, but we're going to get a foul on Chevy. That'll be Chevy's first personal, third team foul on the Glacier Bears, and that'll send Marshall back to the line for two more. Tough move that time by Marshall. He did a little spin move on the baseline. Chevy just couldn't get around to get a hand up on that shot, got it on his arm instead. Marshall misses the first. We're tied at five with, boy, fives all over that scoreboard. 5:55 left in the first quarter, 5-5 score. Marshall at the line for his second. This one's up and good. So he's 2-for-3 from the free throw line. Gives the Wolves a 1-point lead. Kai Saddle Franks running the points for the Glacier Bears. He brings it up, gets it to Wing on the right side. Back to Saddle Franks at the top of the key. Comes left-hand side to Morgan. to Kaya. Kaya stopped the key with a three-point shot. That's off backboard. No good. Battle for the rebound. Loose on the floor. Swinton comes up with it, but he's going to travel as he tries to get. His momentum kind of slid with him as that ball was in his hands before he could get it up to wing. A nice hustle by the Glacier Bears keeping that ball alive. Just couldn't quite get to it. So now they're in full court pressure. Stokes gets past Swinton, going to drive in all the way up on the left-hand side. Misses the layup, no good. Morgan down with the rebound, hands it off to Swinton. Swinton, he's going to race back the other way, up with a wild right hand, leaves that one a little short off the front rim. Rebound comes back. Oh, nice steal by Chevy Fowler out in the middle of the court to Swinton. Swinton quickly back. He's going to wait for his teammates to get here. Comes up top to Sato Franks. Reverse it to Wing. Wing with a long three-point shot. This one's short off the front rim. Fowler down with the rebound. He tries to spin baseline. Cut off nicely. Brings it up top. Oh, stolen away by Stokes. Stokes to Gerald. Gerald's going to try and cut it to him and gets it to Swinton. Swinton throws it back off the Wolves, but his foot was already on the end line. Swinton was, he knew he was close to the end line. And if you can't see, it looks like it was Howell that he threw it off of his legs. And I don't know if Howell kind of caught up in the air when he got hit with that and came down awkward, but he was down the court for a little bit catching his breath there. But he's up now. They're in a stack here at the free throw line. Four across. Stokes inbounding. Looking for Marshall now. Gets it out to Howell. To Gerald. Marshall behind the three-point line guarded by Fowler. Marshall's going to try and drive in on the right-hand side, cut off by Fowler. Howell now with an 18-footer off the back rim. Rebound comes off the Glacier Bears. Back to Howell, to Audison at the top of the key. Stokes. Marshall on the right side. Marshall looking for Gerald on the right side. He gets past Morgan up on the right-hand side and good for two. James got caught with his feet on the ground that time, and Bryce Gerald gets the two-point bucket. Quickly up ahead of the Glacier Bears to Swinton on the left baseline. To Franks. To Wing. Wing on the right-hand side. Looks baseline to Fowler. Fowler's going to try and drive baseline. Kicks it over to Morgan off of James's hands. Out to Swinton. Swinton with the three-point shot. This one rims in and out. No good. And we're going to have a foul on 22 Black. Chevy Fowler pushing on that weak side, trying to get rebound position. Now we got Keegan Sundberg into the game. His first action, Wolves basketball, three-point lead, 8-5. Wolves get it into Gerald. Gerald back to Stokes. Glacier Bears with a little token full-court pressure here to get it to Marshall. Marshall drives down the left-hand side. He crashes inside. It's offensive charge. Nice job by Kai Satterfrank coming over there with the help defense. Chevy Fowler funneled him baseline. Satterfrank is right there to pick up the charge on Robert Marshall. Second team foul on the Wolves. 3:57 left in the first quarter. Sato Franks brings the ball up in the front court to Wing. Down the baseline to Fowler. Fowler to Swinton at the high post. Swinton's going to drive inside. Kicks it out to Sundberg. Sundberg wasn't quite ready for that, so he backs it out. Gets it to Sato Franks. Kai on the dribble. Pass left-hand side to Wing. That ball's tipped away by Marshall. Marshall steals it. He's on the dribble. Throws it up ahead to Gerald. Gerald, left side of the court. Down to Howell with the jumper on the baseline. Up and good for two. Aaron Howell with his first two, and it's a five-point lead for the Wolves. Quickly back are the Glacier Bears. Swinton up hard on the left-hand side, and he gets his first 2 points for the game. Nice job pushing it by the Glacier Bears there, getting to the Wolves before they can get their defense set. Wolves back with Stokes running the point now. Double-teamed by the Glacier Bears, and we're going to get Swinton with a reaching foul. And Coach Fossman's asking him, why would you do that? You're 30 feet away from the basket. You've got a double-team on him. There's no need to pick up a cheap foul right there. So Audison's out of the game and Dingwall in for the Wolves. Stokes looking for an inbound pass, gets it to Dingwall. Dingwall's going to drive on Kai Satterfranks, get over to Gerald. Gerald up and good for two. Nice help defense initially for the Glacier Bears, but somebody didn't swing down to keep Gerald from getting open on the baseline. Right-hand side to Sundberg. Sundberg, double-team, gets it over to Satterfranks. Satterfranks going to drive in on the right-hand side. He goes up strong, and they're going to get an offensive charge on Satterfranks. We were talking about that earlier today, that sometimes you just need to stop and pull up and shoot that jumper instead of trying to get all the way to the basket. Howell on the dribble against Wing, gets it back to Gerald. Gerald has the ball knocked away by Sundberg. Ball's loose on the ground. Satterfranks had a chance for it. Swinton comes in and picks it up. Now he's got it on the dribble, gets it up ahead to Sundberg. Sundberg down to Wing. Wing traveled, but they didn't call it. He drives in, crazy shot, and he's going to get fouled hanging up there. And which one of the Wolves is that going to be on? It'll be the third team foul on the Wolves. Number 22, Bryce Gerald, his first personal, and that'll send Isaac Wing to the line. Great job by Isaac that time getting up in the air and kind of levitating there until he picked up the foul, getting that trip to the free throw line. Isaac makes his first point of the game. Cuts that lead to 4. Isaac second off the back rim. Gerald down with the rebound for the Wolves. He gets it over to Marshall. Marshall quickly comes up in the front court to Howell. Howell with a 19-footer leaves that one short. Sundberg down with the rebound, gets it over to Saddle Franks. Kai kind of reverses there, lets the defense clear, then will bring it up in the front court right side to Swinton. Down to Wing. Wing on the right-hand side with a 3, leaves that one a little short. Marshall down with the rebound. Marshall now on the dribble in the front court and hands it off to Stokes. Stokes looking to go left. Gets past Swinton down on the baseline. Up with a left hand. Leaves that one high, hard off the rim. Swinton down with the rebound for the Glacier Bears. Gets it up ahead to Saddle Franks. Kai looking to drive into the lane. Kicks it out to the side for Wing with the short three-pointer. Stokes with the rebound. 1:38 left here in first quarter action. Wolves with a four-point lead, 12-8. Go to Dingwall on the left-hand side. He's got Saddle Franks on him to Howell, guarded by Wing. Now to Stokes. They go to Marshall, high post, guarded by Fowler. He spins, nothing there, gets it to Gerald. Gerald guarded by Sundberg. Go back to Marshall. Marshall looking to spin again. Fowler right there on him. Chevy doing a great job inside. Then you got Sundberg coming over with the help defense, and Sundberg's going to pick up the foul. That's Sundberg's first. 17 foul on the Glacier Bears. And you got Marshall going to the line shooting 2. He always takes a little bit of time here and weighs his shot. First one's up and good. He's a lefty, and that was one of the things that Coach Boston was talking about this morning, keeping the guys aware to keep him from going to his left, and Chevy's doing a great job of that tonight. Just on that one, he managed to go to his right, makes his second. Just help defense is a little late getting over there. So 6-point lead now, 14-8 for the Wolves with 1:10 left here in the first quarter. Glacier Bears back, get it to Wing on the right-hand side. Wolves try to trap it. He was able to dribble out of that. Now Sundberg goes cross-court, stolen away by Dingwall. Dingwall gets it to Marshall. Marshall to Stokes. Stokes tried to get the shot, couldn't get it, so out to Dingwall. Dingwall, 3-point shot. Rebound comes down to Marshall. Marshall to Howell. Howell to Stokes, down on the baseline to Dingwall. And we're going to get a blocking foul on Kai Saddle Frank. That's going to be his third, and he's going to be sitting the rest of the first half. Or maybe not. Doesn't look like. Who do we got coming in here? Got to wait for a 1-on-1 first. Or are they calling this a 2-shot foul? Oh, if it is a 1-on-1, they can come on the first one. So you got Morgan coming in for Saddle Franks, and you got Badger coming in for Sundberg. 45.4 seconds left. 6-point lead for the Wolves. You got Mason Dingwall at the line shooting the 1-on-1. And that one's off. Rebound down by Swinton. Swinton up into the front court. Goes right-hand side to Badger. Badger quickly double-teamed by the Wolves. He dribbles out of it. Gets it to Wing. Cross-court pass for the Glacier Bears to Swinton. Wolves really getting out in the passing lanes against the Glacier Bears, trying to funnel them where they want them. Wing comes in, gets a shot blocked, but we got a blocking foul first. That'll be the fourth team foul, so it'll be Glacier Bears out of bounds. 45, Mason Dingwall, his first. Morgan will be the inbounder for the Glacier Bears, wide out by the three-point line down along the baseline. Gets it into Fowler. Fowler to a cutting Swinton. Swinton up with the left hand and up and good for 2. Nice pass and bucket there by the Glacier Bears. Cut that lead to 4 with 18 seconds left. Stokes cross the 10-second line. Glacier Bears come out and try and trap him and gives it off to Howell. Howell back to Stokes. Stokes has Swinton on him. They go inside. The Marshall's stolen away. Morgan up ahead. He's going to go up on the left-hand side. Turns, spins, up with a shot. No good. Rebound comes down to Stokes. 1 second left. That shot's not going to be good. And we're going to end the first quarter of play with the Wolves 14 and the Glacier Bears 10. We'll send this back to the studios at KHNS for 1 minute.
Thanks, Doug, and look forward to getting back to you in a minute. This is KHNS, Haynes, David Kluckwan, broadcast of Haynes Glacier Bear Basketball is brought to you in part by Alderwoods Market Center, by Lutech Lumber, by Alaska Power and Telephone in Haynes, by Southeast Road Builders, by Hauser's IGA, by The Parts Place, and by the Captain's Choice Motel. Thank you, Glacier Bear supporters. Indeed. What a great game. A couple games tonight. And thanks to Doug for doing such a great job calling them. We'll return to Doug as he brings us the second quarter of tonight's game.
Thanks, Bill. We're back here in Wrangell. Got a 14-10 ball game. Start of the second quarter. Wolves up by four, scoring in that first quarter play. Marshall had six. Four of those came from the free throw line. Howell with two and Bryce Gerald with six. Scoring for the Glacier Bears, Fowler with five, Swinton with four, and Wing with one. Glacier Bears 2-for-3 from the free throw line. The Wolves are 4-for-6 from the line. So at least two of those points that the Wolves have in that lead came from the free throw line. Glacier Bears have Swinton and Fowler with two fouls and Kai Saddle-Franks with three. So we got Badger, Swinton, Morgan, Wing, and Fowler to start the second quarter of play. You got Stokes, Gillen, Odison, Marshall, and Gerald for the Wolves. Glacier Bears have the ball first. Go to Morgan out behind the three-point line on the right-hand side. Up top to Badger. Swinton goes inside to Fowler. Fowler, a little turn, goes up with a shot, blocked by Odison. Rebound comes down to Marshall. Marshall quickly on the dribble up into the front court, gets it off to Stokes. Stokes on the dribble, picks it up now, got Swinton all over him, comes right-hand side to Marshall. Marshall out behind the three-point line, gives it to Gerald. Bryce Gerald on dribble, he has Badger on him, goes left-hand side to Stokes. Stokes gets it into Odison. Odison got past Morgan, up and good for two. Michael Odison with his first two. Morgan got caught sleeping defensively and was trailing that cutter. Now back out to Morgan, go the Glacier Bears, to Badger on the right-hand side. He's looking for Wing out behind the three-point line, gets it to him. Up top to Morgan, left side to Fowler. Fowler with a 16-footer, up and good for two. Chevy Fowler coming alive here in this game, having a great game so far. Wolves throw it long, go all the way down court, over the head of Gerald, and turn it back over to the Glacier Bears. Stokes is looking for the home run on that one, and his dad's over there asking him, why would you go for that? We don't need that. We've got a four-point lead. But turned out well for the Glacier Bears. Swinton goes right-hand side to Badger. Up top to Morgan. Morgan's going to drive in, fake the 15-footer out to Badger. Badger fakes the drive, comes back up top. They reverse it to Wing. Wing's going to drive inside, gets into the lane, and they're going to get a foul on one of the Wolves. Nice attack that time by Isaac Wing, trying to get to the bucket. And it could be on 44, Michael Odison, his first personal. And Wing will be back to the line, shooting another two free throws. He was 2-for-2 last night. He's 1-for-2 so far tonight from the line. Make it 2-for-3 tonight. He drains that first one. Wing has the ball for his second. Shots up. And good. Isaac Wing, 3-for-4 from the free throw line. He's got three, and it's a two-point lead now for the Wolves. Marshall on the dribble, throws it way up far to Gillen. Gillen's going to drive down the right-hand side against Wing. Missed the basket, but he's going to get Wing on the foul on that one. So Isaac going to pick up his first personal, 19 foul on the Glacier Bears. Isaac's got enough quickness. He needs to just turn and sprint and get up ahead of him. So Tyler Gillen at the line. First shot is good. He had 2 points in the game last night. Just got his first here Now 6:15 left in the first half, 17-14, three-point lead for the Wolves. Second one is in and out. Fowler down with the rebound. Gets it off to Swinton. Swinton across 10-second line. Goes right-hand side to wing. Isaac on the dribble. Comes left side to Morgan. Morgan's looking for Fowler. Nothing there. Now wing gets it to Fowler down along the baseline. Back up top to wing, to Badger. They look to reverse it to right side. Nobody was there, so they come back left with wing. Now up top to Morgan. To Badger on the right wing. He's looking inside up top to Morgan. Trying to work things out here. Go right side to Morgan. Morgan's going to drive in. 14-footer leaves that one off the back rim. No good. Gillen down with the rebound for the Wolves. He's going to bring it up, trying to get across to the 10-second line. Before he does, he'll hand it off to Stokes. Stokes now across 10-second line, still guarded by Swinton. Goes to Audison at the high post. Audison, a little handoff to Stokes. Bobble that one briefly. Now it comes to Gillen, or Gerard. Gerard's going to drive on the right-hand side, and we're going to get Badger with the body. Jordan's given up about 9 inches, 8-9 inches to him, and working his butt off defending him. I guess it's only 6 inches, but looks like more from up here. So we've got Gerald at the line shooting two. Because of 10 team fouls on the Glacier Bears, there's 5 on the Wolves. Gerald's got 6 points so far in the game. 5:22 left here in the first half of action. Gerald's first is up and good. Gerald, second, off the back rim, rebound, comes out long to Wing. Wing on the dribble. He's picked up by Stokes, cross 10-second line, goes off of Badger's hands. Wing had it, and he's going to lose it off his leg on the baseline. Now we got Sundberg coming in for Badger for the Glacier Bears. Glacier Bears full court pressure. Gives it into Stokes to the Wolves. Back to Marshall. Marshall has Fowler on him. Chevy trying to turn him, but Marshall gets by on the left-hand side. Marshall comes in, crashes over a couple guys, couple shots missed, Fowler down with the rebound, gets it ahead to Swinton. Swinton going to stop, pull up from 14, back rim, no good, rebound by Gerald. Bryce Gerald to Marshall. Marshall now across the 10-second line for the Wolves. He's going to come down, do a little spin move, has to pick up his dribble, nice defense by Fowler. Gillen up top to Stokes. Stokes resetting Marshall at the high post. He's going to drive in on the right-hand side. Up with the right and good. So Marshall got 8. That's something Coach Fossum was willing to let him have. He says, you know, if he's going to burn you with his weak end, that'll have to work for us, but just don't let him go left. Wing gets it back to Swinton at the top of the key. Swinton has Gillen on him. Well, 2-3 zone here by the Wolves. Swinton now looking for, he thought, Morgan was going to cut, but Morgan was going the other way. Bad pass by Swinton, ended up in a turnover. Back the other way, Gillen now on the dribble, circling around the top of the key. Goes right-hand side to Gerald. Gerald back up top to Gillen, to Audison at the left elbow. Marshall now, he's going to get loose, go all the way up on the left-hand side. He got totally away from the Haynes defenders on that one. Swinton quickly back coming in and going to throw it across. Justin's getting frustrated. He needs to stop doing that. He did a forearm to one of the players. Then he just whipped that one across court where nobody could catch it. He needs to get under control here. And we got Wing coming in for the Glacier Bears now, or excuse me, Badger coming in for Morgan. 8-point lead for the Wolves. 3:40 left here in the first half of play. Swinton guarding Stokes. Stokes gives it up to Gerald, to Gillen. Gillen now coming over to Stokes. Tipped away by Swinton. Stokes throws it up ahead to Gerald. Gerald's going to travel, trying to get to the basket and turn it back over to the Glacier Bears. Looks like full court pressure by the Wolves. Got Sundberg going to give it in to Swinton. Now the Wolves look like they're going to do a little one, little diamond press trap there. Glacier Bears get it to Wing. Wing. Falls over. That's kind of unusual because Wing fell down. Wrangell player got the ball, and he's going to call a foul on the Wrangell player, which I kind of felt happened because he was the one that kind of knocked Wing down to the ground. So it should have been a foul on him. They just called it late. So we've got a foul on Wrangell. They haven't put it up on the board yet, so I'm not sure which player it was. But it'll be the sixth team foul. 23, Robert Marshall, that'll be his second. Glacier Bears bring it into Badger. Up top to Wing, left side to Fowler. Fowler, nothing there, comes up top to Wing. 2-3 zone by the Wolves. Sundberg to Wing. Wing, right-hand side to Badger. Badger's going to step into a three-point shot. That one's long. Rebound comes down to Gerald. Gerald up ahead to Audison. Catches that pass and goes up on the left side. Scores it 4-2. Excuse me, that was Dingwall that made that basket. Swinton with Glacier Bears up to Badger. Badger has that ball knocked out of his hands, and we got a timeout for the Glacier Bears before they lost that one. There was a loose ball there. I'm not sure how they got the timeout on that one. A couple calls here going in favor of the Glacier Bears. Coach Fossman's trying to get his guys over there and just settle down. The Wolves are really extending, getting some good pressure out there defensively, and Glacier Bears are not handling it really well. They're throwing up some quick shots, and when they're catching passes, some of them are a little hot, but they're just kind of bouncing off their hands and out of, and over to the Wolves. So they got to be ready for some of these passes. When you got that full quarter, that half court trap pressure, you got to be ready when that pass is coming to you, when one of your teammates is trying to get rid of it. So we got 2:44 left here in the first half of play. 10-point lead for the Wolves, 24-14. Glacier Bears have the basketball. Let's see if they can get a bucket out of this. Sundberg on the inbounds, gets it to Swinton. Swinton across 10-second line on the dribble. Hands it off to Badger. Badger up top to Wing. Wing right-hand side to Badger. Inside to Swinton, up top to Wing. Wing with a long three-point shot. Money, Isaac Wing. He's got six. That was nothing but net. So Fowler tried to catch a charge from Marshall, and Marshall ran right by him and went all the way down, scored the bucket on the other end. Terrible defense by the Glacier Bears. Swinton now coming back for the Glacier Bears. Comes in on the right-hand side, leaves it a little short. Sundberg down with the rebound. Up top to Wing. Wing with another three-point shot. Oh, that one's a little bit short. Battle for the rebound. Oh, the official missed that one. That should have been Glacier Bear basketball, but he's given that one to the Wolves. 2:05 left, 9-point lead for the Wolves. Full court pressure for the Glacier Bears. Marshall looking for an inlet, and he gets it to Gerald. Gerald up ahead to Dingwall. Somebody forgot all about him. He misses the layup. Glacier Bears got there late. Dingwall missed the layup. The other way is going Wing with the rebound. He gets it to Swinton, to Wing. Over to Sundberg, back up top to Wing, to Jordan Badger. To Wing, throwing it around the perimeter here, trying to get that defense to move enough, get an open shot for the Glacier backs. Back to Badger. Now to Fowler on the baseline. He goes up with a shot. Ooh, rims in and out. No good. Marshall down with the rebound. Up ahead to Stokes. Stokes, he's going to drive in on the left-hand side. Up with a little running one-hander. No good. Badger with the rebound to Swinton. 1:25 left in the first half. Swinton has it poked from behind by Stokes. Stokes gives it to Dingwall. Dingwall now racing up. He's going to pull up for a three-pointer. Leaves that one short. Wing down with the rebound for the Glacier Bears. Now Dingwall is going to try and get it away from him. Guys flying all over the court. Wing's driving right through him. Sundberg probably traveled. Gets it back to Swinton. Swinton with a three-point shot. Back rim no good. Fowler down with the rebound. Out to Swinton. Swinton with another three-pointer. This one's off the rim no good. Fowler down with another rebound. He's tied up, and we're going to get a foul on the Wolves on the play. So Fowler will be getting the one-and-one opportunity. Glacier Bears getting a lot of shots here. Just can't get any of them to drop. So number 22, Bryce Gerald, that's his second personal. Send Chevy Fowler to the line with the one-and-one opportunity. That's the seventh team foul on the Wolves. Glacier Bears trailing by nine, 55.6 seconds left here in the first half. First one rims out, no good. Marshall down with the board for the Wolves. Up ahead to Stokes. Stokes eyeing that left lane, cut off by Swinton, so he backs it out, looking for Marshall down on the post. Marshall turns, spins, looking to get back to the left, goes up with it, leaves out a little hard. Sundberg down with the rebound, gets it to Swinton. Swinton gets it to Badger. Badger up on the right-hand side, up and good for two. Way to run the fast break that time for the Glacier Bears. They get it up ahead to Gerald. Gerald can't handle it. Now he gets the pass. Badger goes up with it, and he's going to make it, and they're going to get Jordan Badger with the foul. Tough call on Jordan Badger that time. Gerald did a great job recovering and getting that shot off. Boy, we're up and down the court here. 28.9 seconds left. 9-point lead for the Wolves. We got Howell coming in now for Stokes for this last 29 seconds of the game. Gerald, 1-for-2 from the free throw line here today, has a chance to give the Wolves a 10-point lead. First shot is up and, or the only shot, I guess, is up and good. 3-point play for him. He's got 10 in the first half. Glacier Bears get it into Swinton. Swinton across 10-second line. Over to Wing. Swinton was trying to decide whether to go to Fowler or Wing. Kind of hesitated enough to travel with the basketball. Missed opportunity for the Glacier Bears. And the Wolves will have another chance to score here before halftime. 25 and a half seconds left. See if Glacier Bears can get a stop. Oh, Dingwall just traveled with the ball, too. And he threw it out of bounds and stolen away by Swinton. Swinton's got a 3-on-2. He's going to drive in, hand it off to Fowler. Fowler tries to get the baseline. Skip pass out to Wing from the left baseline. Oh, in and out on the three. Battle for the rebound comes out to Swinton. He's going to shoot a three from the top of the key. That's off the back rim. No good. Marshall down with the rebound. Marshall's going to drive up into the front court. He's going to let a shot go with eight from 18. No good. And that's going to be the end of the first half of play. 29 for Wrangell, 19 for the Glacier Bears. Great action both ways. Unfortunately, the Glacier Bears fell behind by another 6 points there. They're down 10 going into halftime. So we'll send